Bill Ballinger from Inside Michigan Politics. He's on the other end of our line. Bill, how are you?
I'm great, Tony.
Did you vote yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, I got to get out there, too.
Got to bestir myself here.
All right. Well, let's talk statewide politics. What are we watching? Is it the Scott recall?
Well, I think statewide, probably that's the most obvious race. Obviously, there are some local races like Mayor of Flint, still one of our bigger cities, a lot of millage votes, ballot proposals down in the Metro Detroit area. Here in the Lansing area, there's city council elections, school board elections, a couple of millage proposals on the ballot. So there's actually quite a bit of stuff out there. 79 out of Michigan's 83 counties have some kind of an election on the ballot today.
From your perspective, what's going to impact the most people in the state of Michigan?
What's going to attract the most?
What's going to impact what happens?
Is
it the Flint mayor's race?
Well,
is it Scott recall?
Would think probably the Scott recall. Mm-hmm. And for listeners who may not totally be aware of what that's all about, hard to imagine anybody wouldn't at this point. But there were a bunch of efforts launched last spring and summer against incumbent legislators, both senators and state representatives, almost all of them Republican, by grassroots people and unions and others angry over budget cuts and local financial manager legislation that have been passed by the Republican majority legislature and signed into law by Governor Snyder. Out of all those efforts, and there were like 27 of them, I think, at one time, only one has qualified for the ballot to recall State Representative Paul Scott in the 51st State House District up in Genesee County, which is the Grand Blanc, Fenton, Linden area, southern Genesee County. And so a huge amount of money has been spent on that race by both sides. The MEA, the Michigan Education Association, the teachers union, have put a lot of money into this, trying to recall Paul Scott. They're very angry with him because he's chairman of the House Education Committee, which presided over a lot of the anti-education legislation, in their opinion, that was passed this year. And furthermore, they feel betrayed by Paul Scott because they endorsed him when he first ran against a Democrat in 2008 and was elected. And on the other side, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and the Republican Party and a lot of top elected officials, including Governor Snyder, Attorney General Bill Schuette, have hopped on board the anti-recall express on behalf of Paul Scott, and they battled it up door-to-door up there, and there have been mailings, a lot of TV ads, very expensive. And it all comes down to today, is Paul Scott going to be recalled or not?
What do you think?
It's going to be very close, I think. The last couple of polls taken show that he may be able to survive by a narrow margin. But the problem for the Paul Scott people is motivating people to get out and vote to retain him in office. I mean, after all, voters up there, by and large, just remember they voted for this guy a year ago. And to say, well, you know, that's not enough. You've got to go reinforce it with another vote. That's kind of tough to do. Whereas the people that are angry at Paul Scott, whether they're teachers or whatever, you know they're going to be out there voting. And everybody who maybe signed a petition to recall him, and there are about 11,000 of them in the district, you might think, it's a good bet that almost all of those are going to get out. So it's a tough thing. It's been 28 years since lawmakers were recalled, two of them back in 1983. There was an attempt down in the Dearborn Heights area, Redford, suburban Wayne County, 3 years ago, 2008, to recall the Speaker of the House, a Democrat, Andy Dillon. That failed. Andy Dillon beat back that effort to recall him, but that was a little different because that was on General Election Day 2008 when Barack Obama was elected president at the top of the ticket. Much different kind of election, huge turnout with people getting out to vote regardless of the recall. Today, up in that 51st district, about the only reason or the main reason people have to get out and vote today is the recall itself.
All right, Bill. Final question for you. Round two of the millage in Lansing. Does it pass or fail?
Well, it looks like maybe it'll pass this time. It lost fairly narrowly back in the spring, but it looks to me like maybe it'll pass this time, but only, you know, we'll know only when the votes are counted.
All right, Bill, we're going to give you a call tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll shoot you an email. We'd like to get your perspective on what happens today, tomorrow morning.
Sure.